Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning to hear a good word about Jesus, our King. You know, one of the questions that's being floated around this time of year is this. Should we go with a real blank or a fake blank? How does that end? Should we go with a real tree or a fake tree? We spend a lot of time asking that question about a whole sorts of issues. Could be the news, could be the trees that we have. Is it real or is it fake? We're going to find out and discover this morning that behind our gospel lesson, Luke 23, Luke is posing that question with Jesus. Is Jesus a real king or is he a fake king? And that's going to challenge us this morning and also encourage us as well to see that Jesus is the real king and his love for us is very, very real and true. We do have some announcements to share this morning before we begin. First is that the Vine of Moses tree is here, and Vine of Moses has high expectations on you this year. I say that because there are 50 tags on that Christmas tree out in the narthex. Those tags are important because if you take one of the tags, it has a gender and an age on that tag. You can look up a list of gifts that might match to that gender and age. We'd like for you to purchase a gift and place it under the tree by December 12th. And we have 50 gifts to purchase by December 12th. So take a look and see if there's one that is to your liking today as you leave. The other thing to announce is that there is a special insert in your bulletin this morning. I took mine out, but it's on the hygiene baskets for Philomath Community Services. These hygiene baskets are very important for children ages 0 to 18 and for families that are in need. If you are out and you see hygiene products that are on that list and the insert in your bulletin this morning, purchase it and place it out into the bin labeled Philomath Food Bank out in our narthex. We're going to need those items by December 6th here at Peace before we deliver them to Philomath Community Services. Also, another announcement about the Thanksgiving Day meal that's going to be here at Peace. It's going to be at noon. The gathering is at noon on Thanksgiving Day with food to be served right around 1 o'clock. If you have any questions about that, see Joyce Long. If you don't have a place to go for Thanksgiving, see Joyce. We're going to have a great spread here at Peace. And I think that does it for my announcements. I see we got quite a few other people, so let's go ahead and share this morning. Caleb, good to have you.
Yeah. Okay, so my junior high is going to do a play, and I'd like to see you guys do it. Come, and it's called Why Bump Off Barnaby? It's a play written by Rick Abbott. It's basically like a murder mystery. The playtime is December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. There's also a matinee on December 7th at 2 p.m. And adults are $8 and $6 for students.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Caleb. Bill?
Good morning. My name is Bill Narver. We're looking at soliciting ideas for trees for the new parking lot. We have some set already, but we're open to any other ideas if people have a favorite tree or something. Contact either Jan Lane or myself, put the idea in my box or see me after the service. So we're trying to get the order in within the next 2 weeks. That's the important factor. Then we can deliver anywhere from middle of December through March as far as for planning a planting out here. So that will take place after we already get the order and we know what we have. So just let me know if you guys have any ideas. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
Yesterday, the freezer meal cooks got together, some of them, and let's see, Bruce DeYoung was there, Ellen, Ruth, me, and what's her name? Jeanette.
Wow.
We knocked out 45 meals yesterday, so we got there's pork chops with mashed potatoes and vegetables. There's stuffed pepper casserole awesome. With vegetables. There's chili. And with the chili, there's individual packets of cornbread that are all, these are all in the freezer. And then there's several containers of just plain mashed potatoes. And still in the freezer, there's still meatloaf meals, meatballs, breakfast casserole, and chicken casseroles. And there's a comment card attached to each one. So when you bring the container back, if you could bring the comment card, it helps us so that we know what the heck we're doing. So yeah, that's really it. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. Jenny.
Okay. The bazaar today is the very last day to purchase at half price. And that goes for Granny's Attic as well as the bazaar items that are left. There's a few IOUs out there, and I hope that you get those into us soon so we can get things turned into our treasurer. And also, if anybody is interested, our bazaar for next year is going to be on the first Saturday instead of the second Saturday. So that will be November the 7th, 2020.
Yes, this is the last time you're going to see me up here talking about the parking lot, thankfully. But I did want to say that there's one more step. They have to mark it and put the lines down and put up a couple of signs because there'll be one-way traffic in there, I guess it's a counterclock. No, it's a clockwise rotation. But the signs will tell you what to do. They are planning to do that striping or marking the third next Tuesday or so. The week after Thanksgiving, first week of December. And I would encourage you to not park there during the week. Number one, because we're not, if they get a burst of good weather, they might just change their plan. And the other thing is that if you have a car that drips, you can park there now. I should have said that. If you have a car that drips something that might make the paint not stick, then park in the old place. I just have to say I'm so thankful that we have we've had little problems, but when you think about over 100,000 people die from drug overdose and suicide in this country, that represents a lot of unhappy people, and it's just nice to be here, and I'm sure thankful that you trusted me to look at things, and our problems are so tiny.
All right, that's true. So part of the service, the last Sunday of the church here, it has a special title. It's called Christ the King Sunday. So you're going to hear that theme throughout our worship service. But there's another aspect of our worship service that we capture, and that is the theme of Thanksgiving. And so towards the end of our service, we're going to have our choir lead us in a special song of thanksgiving, and also a prayer, too, that's good for our worship service. But I'd also encourage you to take it home and say it at the dinner table with your family this week as you gather for your meal together. Also, we have a special visitor from Choice Adoptions that's going to share a few thoughts with us and lay it upon our hearts to help support them and keep Choice Adoptions in prayer as well. That'll be towards the end of our worship service today. I think that does it for our announcements. God's blessings on your worship, and I'm going to invite forward Vicar Dollar to lead us this morning.